You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Joining us now, we have NBC News political director Chuck Todd, also moderator of Meet the Press and host of MSNBC's MTP Daily, which you can watch at 1 p.m. Chuck, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us this morning. So much to touch on, but I feel like I have to start with tension and violence. This country is dealing with another mass shooting, this time in Indianapolis. We have the Derek Chauvin trial coming to a conclusion, and now two police-involved deadly shootings, one just miles from where George Floyd died and another in Chicago. Regardless of where one stands on these issues, it's been a difficult first few months of 2021.
It has, and it's sort of, you know, you feel like, you know, if you just, you're like, okay, here we go again, but to what end? I mean, it does show that the political leaders have just decided that there's, that both police reform and gun reform are somehow too hard, right? Whatever it is, the politics are too hard, or the polarization is too difficult and all of that, but it hasn't stopped. And it does, you know, you sit here and look, there's clearly, we've got a mental health issue. Clearly we've got a police training issue. You know, you start to go through these stories and you're like, There is some common sense stuff. Why haven't we like at least tackled that? Right. What's I think frustrating to watch here, certainly what you and I do for a living, right? We cover these things. We have to talk about it. And then we're wondering, well, is somebody going to do anything about it? We look around and you're like, it's the same conversation over and over. And people just throw up their hands like, look, we, you and I could throw up our hands because we weren't elected to do these things. Why are you guys throwing up your hands? You're the elected people. So, you wonder how many more of these are, you know, before we hit a tipping point. But I'm through trying to predict when that tipping point is going to happen on these issues.
Yeah, because you have a Biden administration. Clearly, they have certain priorities they're looking to address in a certain order, infrastructure being the top one at the moment. But sometimes, as you very well know, events can end up dictating how a presidency goes. And you just wonder if this issue is going to be one where it's untenable for President Biden to put off pushing for different reforms any longer.
You know, it's interesting. It's clear to me that the Biden administration, you know, wants to pick and choose what it focuses on, as you just pointed out. And you look at infrastructure, and while it's a fight inside Washington, the idea is popular, right? Or how about pulling out of Afghanistan? It's another story that in Washington, there's a lot of criticism, right? But among the public, it's sort of like, well, Jesus, it's been 20 years, right? He's been very smart about picking things that the overall public, you know, that there's 60, 70% support. And he's basically ducked a fight on guns. He's ducking a fight on immigration right now, right? Because he knows those are harder. Those don't have 60, 70% consensus ideas, you know, to push them one way or the other. But you're right, whether it's the border or whether it's gun violence, at what point is his base going to be tired, is going to be frustrated that he's not speaking out enough? And that is, you wonder at what point does that happen?
I'm joined by NBC News political director Chuck Todd, moderator of Meet the Press and host of MSNBC's MTP Daily, which you can watch at 1 p.m. and you can follow him at Chuck Todd. Let me switch to another big issue that you just mentioned, front and center recently, foreign policy. I know last week on Meet the Press, this was a big topic of conversation, and we've got these different moves that the president has made against Russia. We also have China looming over all of this. And then we get to the president's decision to withdraw all remaining troops from Afghanistan and the reaction to that move. Foreign policy, one of those issues that Americans don't really pay a ton of attention to, but boy, it just seems like presidency after presidency, it finds a way to become a top issue for whoever's in the Oval Office.
I think the most intriguing thing that the president said, though, that got overlooked is when he defended, when he announced the Afghanistan decision, and he made it clear that they're abiding by an agreement that the previous administration made.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And the reason that matters, though, is, you know, Biden has been trying to send the message because Iran, China in particular, have both sort of hinted, we can wait for the next administration. Right. Iran did that with Trump. And China may want to do that with Biden, right? And vice, or at the time, Trump thought China was doing that to him, right? Waiting for Biden. And Biden was trying to send the message that, hey, don't, Trump's the outlier here. When an American president makes an agreement, the agreement's going to stick whether you like it or not. I don't know if, you know, I think he was trying to send a message to Iran, trying to send a message to China. We'll see if they're listening on this, and we'll see if it has any moves. But I thought that was something that was overlooked this week. And I do think that's something Biden's trying to restore, which is this idea that, hey, domestically we have Democratic presidents and Republican presidents. Globally, we have American presidents. And, you know, look, the Trump era sort of started to upend that a little bit. We'll see if Biden can normalize that again.
And finally, what's on deck for this Sunday's Meet the Press?
Well, we're going to be focused on a lot of virus, considering the Johnson & Johnson situation and the current sort of vaccine hesitancy there. But I've also got John Boehner.
That should be interesting.
All right. Well, exactly. You know, hey, we all talk some serious, you know, sometimes you need a little sugar with the medicine, right? So I think the interview will be entertaining, but look, the biggest question I think we all have is, now you tell us? Why didn't you do it when you were there? You know, that's the bottom line. And then, frankly, a frustration I find all the time here in Washington. It's always the ex-senators and the ex-congressmen who tell me how bad it is. That's nice. Right. Why don't you tell me that when you're in office?
That will certainly be an interview to watch. NBC News political director Chuck Todd, moderator of Meet the Press and host of MSNBC's MTP Daily at 1 p.m. You can follow him on Twitter @ Chuck Todd. Chuck, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. Thanks.